HR. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Oh, well, I try to have a good time.
Well, laissez les bon temps rouler. Translation, let the good times roll.
Yes, I think she and I are going to have a good time together.
Some good time.
And by good time, she means bumping uglies.
It's a good time.
There ain't nothing but a good time. How can I resist? Ain't looking for nothing but a good time. And it don't get better than this.
Good time, huh? You're enjoying yourself?
Good time.
Oh, boy, do we have some good times.
You guys have a good time.
I'm having a good time.
You're still having a good time.
I'll have fun.
Let's put the fun in funky.
This is really enjoyable. It's fun. I'm not going to lie. It's good.
Don't need nothing but a good time. How can I resist? Ain't looking for nothing but a good time. And it don't get better than
drinking up and having a good time.
This is fun.
So fun. I, for one, am having an absolute ball.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. A second intelligence official may file a formal whistleblower complaint against President Trump. The New York Times reports the official is alarmed about the president's attempts to pressure Ukraine and is weighing his options.
A new complaint would give Congress more ammunition as they fight the White House over documents in this subpoena showdown.
Fox's Leland Vittert. Senator Elizabeth Warren's campaign fires National Organizing Director Richard McDaniel following complaints of inappropriate behavior. A spokeswoman for the campaign says outside counsel is investigating. In Hong Kong, pro-democracy protesters take to the streets angry that Chief Executive Carrie Lam banned them from wearing face masks. She claimed the ban would help quell violence. It's done the opposite. America's listening to Fox News.
You've found a squad of professionals who does morning radio to the letter of the law. Officers on duty include Greg Budell, also known as
Mr. Poopy Pants,
Jay Scott.
Please, throw down your guns.
Emily Hayes.
Is this some kind of bus?
Well, it's very impressive, yes.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Nice beaver.
Up against the wall and spread them. It's time for Three Men and a Lady.
Welcome to Monday morning on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Changes coming to weather. Jay Scott will have random facts coming up next hour with our $10 $3 pop quiz. Emily Hayes on the way. We start with the forecast and Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
This is the day we've been looking forward to for about 10 or 11 or 12 days. This is the cold front that will, I call it a cold front. It's a cool front. And it's going to bring nicer air into Alabama. Hopefully, there'll be some showers left over with it. If you watched my morning video this morning, you saw a robust line of showers along the front now, but it just kind of gets anemic by the time it gets to us. So keep your fingers crossed. High today, upper 80s, so the nice air is not here yet. Risk of evening showers tonight, low 67. Tomorrow, the air will be more comfortable. Sure, it's still going to be in the mid to upper 80s, but a little breeze maybe a leftover shower. I'll leave a small chance in. Low tomorrow night, 66. Wednesday and Thursday, upper 80s. And I had a lady whining to me on Facebook, you call that cooler? Yes. See, 102 is a bigger number than the upper 80s. Lows at night in the 60s. And then some spotty showers Friday in front of a second cold front. Now, this second cold front, late in the week and before next weekend, is the real deal cool. Where do you see next weekend? Right now this morning, east winds at 6 miles per hour. Temperature is 70 with a few clouds at 6:06.
It's almost that time. Are you ready?
Hey, you ready?
Huh? For what?
My show.
Oh, I love this show.
You hate this show.
I love this show.
Why do you love it so much?
Because this is the show I love.
These guys are hilarious.
Oh, I'm spinning gold this morning.
They do so much funny stuff.
I better save some for the broadcast.
You better be saving the good jokes for the broadcast. That was not ready for prime time.
Good thing we're on in the morning.
It's showtime.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
At 6:06, we'll remember the scourge that was the Tide Pod craze. Kind of hard to understand why, knowing the risk, why people would eat those and get sick and have issues. But leave it to one company to have the, well, we'll see if it was a brilliant move or not. Glenlivet Whiskey has now created pods filled with whiskey that look like Tide Pods. They're called the Capsule Collection. Little one-inch gel capsules filled with whiskey. Each one has 23 milliliters. Means if you eat two, you're getting roughly the same amount of whiskey as you get from a shot. A 1.5 ounce shot is 44 milliliters.
I wonder if the pods will clean your clothes if you put them in the washer.
Well, you sound like you had a, you smell like you had a good time. I don't think it'll work quite as effectively as Bounce, but for that nice fresh smell. So far, these capsules are only available in England, but a spokesperson for Glenlivet, who I've never heard of, strongly suggests...
I think they make... Don't they make scotch?
No? They might. I mean, anything with Glen... is Glen's a Scottish name, so I would think that, yeah, there's a pretty good chance that it's a Scottish company. 7 minutes after six, we'll find out during the timeline coming up exactly how far away from Christmas we are. But I can tell you this, now's a good time to start thinking ahead and get with folks at Brian Jewelry on getting that one gift that's the biggest challenge on your list. Because at Brian Jewelry, that's what they've been doing for 63 years. That may be, I may need to kick that up another year. They may be getting to 6.5 decades pretty soon. But for that long, when Prattville, going all the way back to when Prattville was a tiny little community, your local professional jeweler there has been Brian Jewelry, and they specialize in... well, taking a frantic, hysterical customer who needs a gift ID and saying, calm down, we're going to get this done. They have also restocked the War Eagle Roll Tide showcases right inside the front door. So if you're looking for a gift that will help somebody celebrate their passion for the greatest rivalry in sports, you have that option as well. They have done wonderful things for the Boudels, including most recently turning my daughter's wedding jewelry into something that she can now smile over. So... see Lynn, Denny, and the team at Brian Jewelry's, 1778 East Main in Prattville, brianjewelry.com. Join their club, save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at Brian Jewelry at 608. Your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. It is crunch time for candidates in Montgomery's runoff elections. Candidates for mayor Stephen Reed and David Woods say they've been busy the last few days of the campaign. Three city council seats have also moved to runoff elections. The polls open tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. Aaliyah's Marine Patrol Division confirms that the body recovered Saturday was that of 26-year-old Kelsey Starling of Troy. Starling hadn't been seen since a crash on Smith Lake on July 4th. Several people now face charges in that crash. And educators across the state say thousands of third graders could be held back because of a new reading test. The test is the result of a new state law. Critics say the testing will result in students with disabilities and English language learners being held back. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Fox Tonight. Critics and fans are raving about Prodigal Son.
I'm flattered.
TV Guide raves. It's Silence of the Lambs meets family dysfunction and gleefully twisted.
Nothing like a little murder to cheer you up.
And the New York Times calls it too much fun to watch.
It's genius.
Well, that's my specialty.
But first.
911, what's your emergency?
All new 911, followed by an all new Prodigal Son. Tonight on Fox 20.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
With cooler weather on the way, it's time to go ahead and get your heater checked.
Good idea. Let the pros from United check your heater and make sure it's working safely and properly before you need it for the first time.
Call us now and set up a fall tune-up for peace of mind. You will be safe and your system will be reliable and ready when the cold weather comes.
Or sign up for a United maintenance plan for your fall and spring tune-ups and get a 15% discount on any service repair throughout the year.
Like we always say, a tuned-up system is running at full efficiency, which means lower utility bills, better indoor comfort, and longer lifespan.
Make sure your heater is ready and safe. Call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check out our pumpkin contest on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today's show is brought to you by Too Many Pillows on Your Bed.
You know who you are.
Yep. Too many pillows stacked neatly from the headboard to about the middle of the bed.
Which means you have to take them off the bed every night so you have room to sleep.
And then each morning, strategically place them back on the bed
so your bedroom looks like a Pottery Barn catalog.
Even though nobody's coming over.
And nobody is going to see your amazing pillow collection and pillow placement prowess.
612.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
It's time now for the third week of the name game. This week's prize that you'll be qualifying for is a $1,000 gift card to Dylan Rings. And the first name for this Monday morning is Vaughn Fuller. Vaughn Fuller has until the end of the hour to get in touch with us at 396-5477. And when you do that, Vaughn, you'll be qualified for that $1,000 gift card to Dylan Rings. Good luck.
That name again?
Vaughn Fuller.
Vaughn Fuller. 396-5477.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Feel free to disagree, but I find this electrifyingly stupid. According to a new study, there's nothing that makes a woman find a man sexy like slamming down 17 beers and not passing out.
Oh, jeez. Who told you that?
A study.
Well, that's a dumb study.
I used to have a study intro.
Study.
Or useless study intro. Let me. No, it's not there.
Maybe a study in college.
Anyway, the according to this, there's an evolutionary reason why men binge drink, because it's a signal to you, women. Uh-huh. By showing that we can handle our liquor, we send a signal that we're healthy and strong. So even if women don't think it sounds attractive to watch a guy get hammered, somewhere deep down, their evolutionary biology is making their brain notice. None of this sounds like really particularly good news for men or women.
So much for that study.
I'm just bringing the news. I'm not here to tell you that this is a thing. All right. We have the Cheap and Trashy coming up, but I'm here to tell you that I already won the Joker.
I think you did. I can't.
Box office game.
I'm gonna write down here. I am floored by how much that movie made this weekend.
Well, you said 80, didn't you?
I said 100.
No, you said 80.
I said 181.
Oh, that's right. I said 80.
I said 100.
That's why you got the closest without... Yeah, no, you had 100. What is the... What was the... 93?
93.
Yeah, so you had it the closest without going over.
Chef saw it. He said it was okay.
I'm afraid to see it.
I'm worried about some kooks.
I'm afraid to see it because I'm afraid I'm going to get super emotional about it and get really low. And
it's a comic book character.
No. This is origin.
I mean, it's comic book character,
origin
but
story.
It's dark.
It's brutal.
Dark.
Yeah,
dark.
It's a little brutal.
Did you see it?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
All right. I saw a movie. I know Rich can find this one. I just accidentally surfed into it Saturday night. And I was surprised because I think it was made for the Stars Network. I don't remember this being in theaters. Maybe you could look it up. The Professor and the Madman.
God, I've never heard of
I
that
don't
one.
Recall that being released in theaters.
Do
but
not
it's,
know that.
It's a new movie, and it was on Stars. And I can't think of two more diametrically different people than Mel Gibson and Sean Penn.
Oh,
in almost
really?
In almost every way you slice
wow.
it.
Wow.
And here's the plot. I know it sounds exciting. Are you ready?
Ready.
Strap yourselves in. It's about the creation of the Oxford Dictionary.
What? What?
Yes. How they, you know.
Next you're going to tell me they watched paint dry.
Honest to God, this was an excellent movie. I mean, yeah, it has, it's based on historical fact. It's a true story, actually. Sean Penn was brilliant. I was able to see past my personal dislike for him to appreciate the way he played this particular role of a madman and his role in the creation of the Oxford Dictionary and all the work that was... I mean, when you think about how many words go into a dictionary and that somebody had to assemble all of that mm-hmm. and figure out the origins of the word and the definition and where it may have first been used... Pretty big project.
It got a limited release, very limited release.
Yeah.
And it was released back in May of May. This year.
Wow, and it's already on Stars.
Yeah. Mel Gibson, Sean Penn.
Who's the woman?
Natalie Dormer.
She's really good.
Yeah, she was in Sherlock and she was in The Tudors.
I'm not surprised that she was in Sherlock because she's very cockney.
Let me take that back. She was in Elementary, the show, not Sherlock.
Is that a
the
British?
Movie. No, Elementary is on CBS.
It was.
Oh.
There's a season that we're watching. Well, it's on Hulu right now. I guess the last season.
I remember didn't they?
I thought they canceled it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I didn't see.
If you like real movies.
Sorry.
That are based on historical fact and it's a period piece. I thought it was really great. And I also thought it was really great that two people could come from polar opposite ends of the political spectrum and make a great piece of art together. This is way too heavy for this show today. 6:18. We'll get our first look at the roads here in a second. Terry Adams, Adams Motorsports. Do not go there today. It's rarely that I tell anybody not to go to one of our sponsors. But today they're closed because the folks that work at Adams Motorsports have Monday off so they can enjoy what they sell at Adams Motorsports. Everybody that works there basically lives the life, whether it's bikes, scooters, off-road excitement with Polaris, products that are made right here in Alabama in the Huntsville area. And, of course, they carry the Kawasaki and Suzuki line of bikes and the Kawasaki jet ski, all of which are available this month. Interest rates as low as 1.9%. And Terry has already laid away a few items that people have come in and purchased, gotten their deal done for Christmas. They'll store it for you, put a red bow on it, and help you facilitate its readiness for Christmas Day if you want to do a gift that's going to blow away the whole family. Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle, 24/7, adamsmotorsports.com. The horn players have the morning off, so we'll let them go today. You can get a credit app started for those super low interest rates. By the way, they're very consumer-friendly credit standards at Adams Motorsports. 6:19.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic checking the highways for you. Northern, Eastern, and East-South Boulevard looking good this morning. I-65 and 85 rolling along smooth. Highway 14 is clear from Prattville all the way over to Wetumpka. 231 with Tumpkin and Montgomery looking good. And Highway 31 out of Prattville into the capital city is clear this morning. Well, it doesn't matter if you want to talk used cars or football. Come by Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They're happy to have you stop by and browse. No pressure at all. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. A second intelligence official may file a formal whistleblower complaint against President Trump. The New York Times reports the official is alarmed about the president's attempts to pressure Ukraine and is weighing his options.
A new complaint would give Congress more ammunition as they fight the White House over documents in this subpoena showdown.
Fox's Leland Vittert. Senator Elizabeth Warren's campaign fires National Organizing Director Richard McDaniel following complaints of inappropriate behavior. A spokeswoman for the campaign says outside counsel is investigating. In Hong Kong, pro-democracy protesters take to the streets angry that Chief Executive Carrie Lam banned them from wearing face masks. She claimed the ban would help quell violence. It's done the opposite. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Pretty much everyone agrees. We have the best diamonds, the best jewelry, and the best selection in town. But what is hogwash is, people think we're expensive. That's total, complete nonsense. We sell the finest diamonds, the finest jewelry. That's all we're going to sell you. And we do it at the lowest price compared to everyone in town. We did this for years. We used to make jewelry for Zales, Army's Air Force Exchange Services, Costco, you name it. Come to Marguerite's, shop us. If you shop anybody else, we'll save you thousands.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chests and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery and my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices. Mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beautyrest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No holds, layaways, or returns.
Leprechaun Tire City, this is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling four tires for the price of three.
Absolutely. Buy three tires, get the fourth free.
You can't do that?
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe so.
Hey, Jared, what happened to your shirt?
Tires, expert service, Tire City.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Here we go again, you all. It is Monday. Grab a coffee, get to work, begin your day. You'll be piled up with stuff that just does not end. You are gonna wish it was still the weekend. These 100 things that you're expected to do. Get ready for Monday.
At 6:23 with the timeline for October 7th, there's your host, Rich Thomas.
280th day of the year, 85 days remaining on World Smile Day. That's good on a Monday. World Smile Day. National Denim Day. Denim used to be as much, much more prevalent than it is today. You don't see everybody wearing
denim. Yeah, last night on Air Disasters at Smithsonian.
Did they do it on denim?
The plane that crashed had 67,000 pounds of denim.
Is that right?
That's all it had in its cargo.
Is that right?
Yeah.
National Diversity Day and National Child Health Day. 1913 on this date, for the first time, Henry Ford's Highland Park, Michigan automobile factory is continuously moving. It's an assembly line. where the car is assembled as it goes, and it's revolutionary. It's unique. 1960, second of four televised debates. John F. Kennedy and Vice President Richard Nixon turn attention to the foreign policy issues. And many people think, many people think of the first one, but there were four of them. Also that same night, CBS broadcast a one-hour television drama called Route 66. It had a simple premise, two young men that driving across the country in an inherited Corvette on Route 66. Great little theme song, too. Now our song of the day, and we're starting something special today as we look back and remember some of the iconic songs recorded up in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, in a magical era, started in the late 60s, went into the 80s at the Muscle Shoals Sound Studio. Now, if you've never seen it before, there's a great documentary on it. The Rolling Stones, Cher, Paul Simon, Boz Scaggs, Bob Seger, Rod Stewart, Aretha Franklin, they all performed up there, and they all flocked there because of the unique sound of a backup band called the Swampers. Here's one of the first hits, Arthur Conley, backed up by the Swampers, 67. Do you like good music? I do.
Do you like good music? That sweet soul music.
I love the backup sound of the Swampers. We'll do this all this week on the timeline. In fact, I realized we couldn't do it in five songs, so guess what? We'll do it well into next week, too.
Awesome.
51 years ago in 68, the Motion Picture Association of America adopted the film system G for General and X for, well, you know. Later they changed that to NC-17 because X sounded so X. 37 years ago in 1982, Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats opened on Broadway. Very successful.
Oh, speaking of cats and animal stories today, we have to move it to 8 o'clock because the first animal story is rather adult.
Oh, jeez. Huh. 35 years ago in 1984, Sweetness, Walter Payton, ran for 154 yards, broke Jim Brown's all-time rushing record with 12,312 yards. 34 years ago in 85, Palestinian gunmen hijacked the Italian cruise ship Achille Lauro. More than 400 people aboard, a 69-year-old American passenger, Leon Klinghoffer, was killed, thrown overboard while sitting on his wheelchair. Awful. The four terrorists surrendered 3 days later. 1989, American Bandstand airs his last show after running 32 years. This is the day Atlanta Morissette went to number one on the U.S. album charts with her album Jagged Little Pill. Produced in one take in one night because she was so angry. And it was just going to be a test taping. And they said, nope, that's the record. We can't capture it any better than that. 1996 on this date, Fox launches the Fox News Channel. 16 years ago in 2003, Arnold Schwarzenegger becomes governor of California.
California.
And on this date in 2008, Spotify officially launched its streaming platform. So I sometimes think about if I'm able to talk to myself at a younger age and I explain that you're not going to own the songs anymore. You won't be able to hold it in your hand. You will rent it and it will live in the clouds. I probably wouldn't have been able to understand that.
I still don't.
Taylor Hicks is 43 today. Simon Cowell is 60. Happy birthday, Vladimir Putin, you shirtless wonder. It's 67 today. John Cougar Mellencamp is 68. Jack and Diane, hurts so good, small town. David Hope from Kansas is 70. Carry on, wayward son. Oliver North is 76. Gangsta. Desmond Tutu is 88. Don't have any nicknames for him. 11 days we are until birthday season part 2. 24 days till Halloween. 27 days till the time change. Thanksgiving, 52 days. Iron Bowl in 54 days. And 83 days now till Christmas. That's the timeline.
How about Desmond's tutu, isn't it? Double XL. You mentioned Simon Cowell. I just realized I had this on hand this morning.
Annoying, obnoxious, disruptive, not great taste. I could go on for hours. It was the most surreal thing that ever happened. This lady came up, and I'm kind of thinking, okay, we'll take 5 seconds, and I'm going to go and have a cup of tea. And then everything changed when she started singing.
I can't imagine what you've done, and the fact that you were on this show, and you really need this. You're a really, really special guy, and I don't know, something about you.
If you look at the pictures of Simon Cowell when American Idol first started and look at something more recent, you'll notice a change.
Uh-huh.
Yes. He had his eyebrows arched.
Mm.
He does not look the same.
Huh.
He had one of those surgeries that left sort of a permanent... I'm not criticizing it. I'm just saying. He looks different today than he did 10 years ago. But don't we all?
Hmm.
Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has some great values, and you always wanted to own a Beamer, you can do it for less than 10. They got a 2004 BMW X5 with 86,000 original miles. So 15 into blah, 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 that's like a little over 5,500 miles a year. This car was baby. Hey, a 2006 Muscle Mobile Dodge Charger SRT8, that's under 10. A 2009 Acura, great sedan, long-lasting, less than 100,000 miles, available under 10. A Ford Fusion Sports Edition, 2011, 55,000 miles, great starter car. There's a lot of mileage left in that. I've owned Fusions, and they go on and on and on. And a 2013 Rogue. A lot of the cars that were here the last time we checked this category have been sold. So if you heard something that intrigued you in there, don't hesitate. Go over and see Tip Thames and his team today. He gets the ball rolling on a deal at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass. Browse online by price, by make, model, whatever you choose at jackingram.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
We have a cool front that'll be moving through the state of Alabama today. Ahead of it, there's a nice, robust line of showers and thunderstorms at the moment, but follow me here. The models indicate that the robust line of showers becomes a little more anemic as it gets into our part of the state. So keep your fingers crossed. Hopefully we're going to get some rain out of it. High today in the upper 80s. Risk of evening showers tonight, low 67. Some of you got some nice rain on Saturday. Most towns stayed bone dry, not one drop. But some places got a lot of rain. You just had to be standing in the right place. And believe me, I was soaked. I was standing in the right place. Not at my house. Tomorrow, the air will be much more comfortable with a high in the mid to upper 80s. Could be a leftover shower somewhere. Low tomorrow night, 66. And then Wednesday and Thursday, upper 80s. I know that doesn't sound good, but it is a big improvement over last week. 60s at night. Spotty showers possible Friday. Second cold front is approaching the area. And behind it, some beautiful, spectacular air for the next weekend. The real deal. Right now this morning, east winds at 6 miles per hour. A few clouds at 70 degrees at 634.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
If you missed it earlier, our name for this hour is Vaughn Fuller. Vaughn Fuller, you have until the end of the hour to get in touch with us at 396-5477. And when you do, you will qualify for a $1,000 gift certificate to Dillon Rings, which I think is perfect ahead of the holiday season. So make sure you get in touch with us at 396-5477, Vaughn Fuller, and get qualified to win with the Name Game, which you can play by going to newstalk931.com, clicking on the Name Game banner, and submitting your name.
All right, our TV topic today.
It's 74% of us are very happy with work, but 74% of us apparently have some beefs, occasionally some downfalls as far as things that make us feel burnt out at work.
That doesn't include touching a hot skillet when you're making omelets, does it?
That could. That's a hot subject.
6:34, we're going to hit the traffic dungeon. Programming note, hard to believe we have an election tomorrow, the mayoral election tomorrow. David Woods will be on happy hour at 4 o'clock, and we're awaiting a call back from the Reid campaign. They said they wanted to come on, so we're waiting to book them in. But David Woods for sure at 4 this afternoon on happy hour.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, and I tell you what, we have a great Monday morning going on because we have no accidents out there anywhere. Lots of early morning traffic rolling through Montgomery on I-65 and 85, and the boulevards are picking up a little bit at the lights, but other than that little bit of congestion, which is only a little bit, we are just doing fine this morning. If you're in a wreck and you're wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Cheap and Trashy coming up, a story we broke last week.
Thought you heard everything there is, but now we're playing for a bunch of fish. You can see Kiss under the ocean. Eight people in a submarine, and sperm whales will see Paul and Gene. Go to see Kiss under the ocean. Dorsal fins pumping, dorsal fins pumping.
Water Kiss.
It's showtime.
Hi, we are getting ready to join the Alabama News Network for our segment on rising. Burnout the workplace. Coming up later, the most miserable cities in America. And where does Montgomery rank? Hint, it's not in the top 10 happiest.
Okay, well.
We didn't get number one again.
Yeah, we missed
on either one.
I know last week we didn't. Not with 102 degrees.
Oh, gosh. And seriously, there's a story about a cat orgy. Yeah.
Oh, you said the O word.
Any animal stories. Later. This is too much for the 7 o'clock hour, so.
Calvin's having that procedure this morning.
Oh.
Klein?
My cat?
Oh, your cat. Oh.
Klein.
All right, we're still waiting for the Alabama News Network to chime in. We've already given them our thumbs up that we can hear them. Here we go.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
A recent survey of 1,000 American workers found that 74% of us are happy with our current job.
Yeah, the top things the survey talked about are long hours and not enough opportunities for advancement. The survey also found that 62% of people are satisfied with how much they're paid, but 33% also have a second job on the side.
All right, let's bring in three men and a lady over at News Talk 93.1. Happy Monday, guys.
Hey, happy Hi. Monday. Hey Good morning.
Perky.
That's all we have. Can we talk about opportunities of advancement? Yeah. That's what's got, except where do you go from here?
Right.
Unless I buy the place, which I can't.
Yeah.
There's no, this is it. This is my ceiling.
Hmm. I go after your job.
That's right.
Well, you could go. I don't know where you go from there. I know where I go from here.
Yeah, but you see, you going after my job makes me continue to work hard so that
right.
you can have it.
There's always somebody who is willing to do
That's
your job for less than
segment.
What you pay.
This was the next step up.
Oh, this was the next
step.
Yes. You know, you mm-hmm. could go to a higher level. Oh, wait
That's
a minute.
That's what
this,
they told us, at least.
This is the second, this is the second
you
floor.
You guys need to be on the radio.
Well,
I don't have enough responsibility.
Well,
I think...
two shows...
That's a lot of respect. It's myself. I'm very irresponsible with me. The shows I take pretty good care of, I think. Huh. But toxic people, that can...
Every workplace has some questionable things going on, maybe.
Well, we had a situation here years ago where somebody just wasn't happy. It wasn't really personal with us, just somebody that was not happy. And that can make... a job seem like more like work. This job should never feel like work, right?
Right.
Correct.
Yeah, we're just hanging
Except
out.
When you clock in.
We're just hanging out. Clock in. You clock in over there?
You have to turn the alarm clock
yes.
off.
Yes, precisely, yeah.
Yeah. It's that getting up part that's the tough part of the job.
Did you ever had to clock in? I had to clock in literally at McDonald's, but did you ever have to clock in actually put in
Once,
a card?
Once, when I had a horrible... I was... kind of putting my life back together, and I got tired of waiting tables in a dumpy diner, so I took an exciting job in telemarketing.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. And
oh,
you,
boy.
Yeah.
It sounds like one of those commercials.
It's the only job I ever had to actually punch a time clock.
Is that right?
And it was, boy, you love those 15-minute breaks, 6 hours a day. Yeah. Calling people to hang up on you. Don't want to talk to you.
As bad as it was then, it's worse now for telemarketers.
I would imagine it is. It is. So when I think back to experiences like that, then anything that goes wrong on any day today doesn't feel like that big of a deal.
Emily, say a word.
A telemarketer told husband to go ahead and die when he said to take him off the
oh
call
my
list.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
He had a rough day. He probably had been told that before.
I think it's against the law for them to say that.
That's horrible.
Isn't it, though?
That was his last call.
Hey.
They're recorded for quality assurance.
Yeah.
Sure that right after that, he was literally, they were like,
I think maybe you should try a different route.
Have you ever gotten on those no-call lists and still get calls?
Still get calls. When I see...
Oh, yeah. Well, because they tell you you're on the no-call list every time you ask. I feel like they just call you from a different number. I think if they technically call you from a different number, then they still get...
How do they do that? Like, they emulate those local numbers. Have you seen that?
Yes.
You know, here's what I did. I have a feature on the phone. You hit it and says, it automatically texts them a message. Sorry, I can't answer the phone right now. So what happened, I did that a few times, and I get a text back from the number that called me and said, why did you send me this message? And I said...
You're texting a real number.
Right, exactly.
They're using real numbers now.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've had people that call me back, and they'll say, hey, like, did you call from this number? And I say, no, I'm pretty sure that my number's being used, because I've gotten missed calls because they're local.
How do they do that?
That is so creepy. That's how they're using your own number. So it's really,
Best is when I look at my phone and my number's calling me.
Very unhappy.
Pretty much.
That happened to you?
Telemarketers make up the 33%.
Exactly. That's right.
I'll look at my phone and it'll have my phone number, and it'll say, maybe. You know how iPhones will say, if it syncs up with the contact, it says, maybe E. Hayes, but I'm right here.
The same thing happened to my grandma, and she got a call from supposedly AT&T, and of course that freaked her out.
Mm. Yeah,
it said maybe grandma. As well.
She calls herself grandma. She only calls herself grandma but you know, whatever she goes by, that's what it popped on her phone, and she said she called AT&T, and it was a whole big thing. So yes, all of this to say. That maybe the telemarketers are the ones that aren't that happy with it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, maybe we'll be here tomorrow.
Guys, we will talk. talk to you tomorrow morning. Have a great Monday.
If not, we'll phone it in.
Bye, guys. If you want to hear more from 3 Minute Lady, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
I mentioned this before we went to the TV break. The study marked the 1,000 biggest cities in the U.S. from most to least miserable based on things like employment, income, and health care.
1,000?
Wow. Yeah. So the least miserable city is Harriman, Utah.
Oh, I know. I've been there.
That's what the next weather conference is going to be.
Sure.
The most miserable is Gary, Indiana.
That makes sense. I would have gone for Newark, too.
This has kind of been an issue for Pete Buttigieg in his run for president. South Bend and Gary are basically adjacent cities.
Mm-hmm.
And they're right next to Chicago. In fact, they're not in the Indiana time zone. They're in the Midwestern time zone because they're all part of the same megalopolis.
Right.
And they're not doing very well either.
Yes.
51% employment rate in Gary. The 10 most miserable, Port Arthur, Texas, Detroit, Passaic, New Jersey.
Yeah, I believe that.
Newark, New Jersey, Pine Bluff,
it did
Arkansas.
Make the list. Thank you.
Flint, Michigan, Camden, Warren, Ohio.
Huh.
Do you know where that is?
It's not too far from Youngstown.
And Huntington Park, California. And we, on the list of 1,000, I'll take a guess where we rank.
973.
I'm going to say in the 600s. I'm going to be very vague.
I would say about 7 something.
We are 129th.
Oh, wow.
Wow. We live in a wonderful city.
Yeah. Could be a lot worse. I was kind of surprised. But that's out of 1,000 cities.
Me too.
Which is pretty good. I figured since I mentioned
it. Scroll back up. What was our population that they
well
list.
that's the thing about Montgomery is the population
124 go back there to 124 and population is
it's down 3.5%.
198 is our population
since when, so what's the
down 3% population change from 2010 to 2018 estimated.
Oh,
and that's why this man, in fact, now I have something to talk to our mayoral candidates about.
Yeah.
We've lost 3.5% of our population since. What are you going to do to reverse that? How do you reverse that?
Even my doctor has moved out. He still comes to town to doctor us, but even he said, no, I'm getting out of here. He did. He drives from Auburn every day.
That's going to be a problem for a lot of folks, too, I think, in the days ahead, because especially in the afternoon, you hear from folks saying, just about had it. We'll see. I'm hanging in there. It is...
like a hare in a biscuit.
I like that. Hare in a biscuit. Hang on one second here. Another thing I wanted to make folks aware of, a couple of food-related items. Number one, tomorrow night, it's free pizza and focus group night at the pizza place.
Focus group?
Yep. It's talk show talk. Chance for people to provide input and feedback on what we do.
Oh.
And then Wednesday night at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. And we will, we're celebrating something this week. I can't remember what. You want us to have a party for you? You probably don't, do you? We could celebrate Jay in absentia.
Yeah, just do it that way.
We could put a photo up or something in a frame.
You can celebrate me.
They'll think it's a memorial.
Can you celebrate me the same week? You know, you combine all 6 weeks.
Get it all done in one big night?
Yeah.
All right. 6:50.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes. It's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, the Joker, Franz Felicity, did not crack the $100 million box office mark, but $93 million was big enough to set an October record.
I was amazed at that. I'm just still stunned by how much money that movie made.
The kids' movie, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I know. I have problems with that, too.
Finish second 12. Some celebrity deaths over the weekend. Ginger Baker from Cream.
Rip Torn died, too?
Mm-hmm.
Rip Torn died, and so did Diane Carroll.
Yeah, Diane Carroll. She's a big deal.
She was the first black woman to be featured in a primetime television show. There's a funny story connected to that, but well, I just don't have time to tell that right now because we want to talk about Tyler Perry's new movie studio in Georgia. He spent $250 million to build this thing. It's the only major film studio in the U.S. that's owned by an African-American, and this is being built on the site of a former Confederate Army base. Sort of ironic. Supposedly, and this is from Elton John. He says that Sylvester Stallone and Richard Gere almost came to blows at his house once because Stallone wanted to get with Princess Diana, but Gere was monopolizing her time. Eventually, Stallone stormed out saying, if I wanted her, I would have taken her.
Your Stallone's too good.
Got in an argument over a girl.
There is very little, it's a very small leap from Sonny Fox to Stallone. So I appreciate the compliment, but I think it was a compliment.
No, it's a really good Stallone.
According to the story from Elton, Richard and Diana ended up sitting in front of the fireplace together, locked in rapt conversation.
Ooh.
Richard at the time was pretty much done with Cindy Crawford. Mm. Well, how do you compete with that? Diana was separated from Bonnie Prince Charles at the time. Stallone was nearby shooting eyeball daggers, according to Elton. When it was time for dinner, everybody sat down at the table except Gere and Stallone. Elton's partner, David Furnish, went looking for them and found them in a hallway squaring up to fist fight.
Fisticuffs.
But it calmed down. Everybody ate dinner. When they were done, Gere and Diana were back in front of the fire. Stallone went storming out.
Well, I don't have a guest list like that at my house very often, but
sounded like Stallone just had a rocky time with the whole thing.
Rocky time.
Thank you very much. That was exactly what I was fishing
for. Hey, about. Rocky.
By the way, early updated convoluted random facts.
Yeah.
Not looking good.
Oh.
Not looking good at
excited
all.
Excited and then dash.
How about a Kevin Hart version of Gilligan's Island?
No. I really, honestly, you could have said a Kevin Hart version of almost anything, and I would have said, nah.
He wants to see Steve Martin as Mr. Howell, Biwansi as Ginger, Jeff Bridges as the skipper and Kevin Hart as Gilligan.
Would it be a film? Like, are they going to try to make it into a film? But if you can't do the television show, because, I mean, you run out of ideas. We've learned that already.
It would be a one-shot film.
Okay, yeah.
Don't do it.
They jumped the shark on Gilligan's Island. It would make more sense because there's water all around him. There could be sharks, you know? You know what I mean?
Mm.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Hey, you know what would have been cool on Gilligan's Island?
Point is, you tried.
If they saw Fonzie go by in a jet ski,
yeah, right?
You know, in the water.
Fonzie probably was a little boy back then.
Yeah. It is. Oh, one more thing. Martin Scorsese said,
"Oh yes,
Marvel movies are not cinema." And a lot of people took the time to disagree.
Oh, man, internet got into an outrage over that, and that was ridiculous.
Don't anger the nerds.
By the way, I finally saw Kong Skull Island last night.
I thought you'd already seen that.
Parts of it.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, Samuel L. Jackson just, every time he was on camera, I expected him to say, "What's in your wallet?" Because he just so overplays that badass, you know, all that stuff.
His character got his comeuppance in that one. That was...
Well, then I'll finish
watching. Yeah, you need to go back and watch
that. I fell asleep before it ended. Here's a little thing on Scorsese and superhero movies.
Coming soon, Martin Scorsese will transform superhero movies into cinema with his remake of Avengers Endgame, starring Robert De Niro.
I am inevitable.
You talking to me? You talking to me?
And who would make a better Joker than Joe Pesci?
Well, I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh.
And Leonardo DiCaprio plays Groot in Guardians of the Galaxy, where the entire soundtrack is Gimme Shelter. It's Scorsese's superhero cinema, winning every Oscar this year, because Martin Scorsese is the only real artist in Hollywood.
Tailgate to go. That's what Baumhauer's can do for you. Visit Baumhauer's.com to check out their catering menu. And make sure that you call us at least once this week and make yourself eligible. By the way, no winner in the Duncan and Son Predictathon this week.
Oh, yeah, well.
Not even a close call. But good participation.
I was pulling for Auburn so hard in that game.
I watched part of it. I was coming and going. I was working on other stuff.
We had it on here, but it was muted, so I didn't, you know.
I was at the fair, and husband recorded it so we could watch it when we got home. Stayed away from social media.
Usually somebody has a big screen inside Garrett Coliseum during the game.
Okay, well,
if there's a game on.
It can't be inside Garrett Coliseum and work our fair booth.
We should have been that Saturday I was there with the torrential downpour.
We were in a tropical depression.
Like your
I mean, stuff was like blowing around. I mean, things broke. Things flew across the midway.
We lost some good, you must be this tall to ride this ride signs.
The
power was knocked out.
Wow.
Like it was awful. It was awful.
Well, I enjoyed the video. Thank you for the excitement.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
My Saturday afternoon. Put a little bam in my Saturday. 6:57, quick check on traffic. Fox News coming up next hour. Random Facts with Jay Scott, followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic and folks are slowly hitting the roadways this morning, but we have no accidents to report for you at this time. Drive carefully. We do not want you to be a part of this week's first accident. Remember, never text and drive. And don't miss Monday Night Football at the Shack, featuring 50 Cent wings, 200 pounds of them until they are gone. Monday Night Football, every Monday at the Shack on the Atlanta Highway for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We had a responsibility to shed light on these stories.
This is not the average case of a whodunit. I love how bad guys get caught using science. Y'all ready to do this? We're all gonna do it together.
The person whose life you save will be someone that you know.
I'm so thankful for you.
The power of 11 starts with one. One show, The Dr. Oz Show.
Weekday mornings at 9 and evenings at 10:05 on Fox 20.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you.